How to choose the best cardio for weight loss, and actually stick with it? You're probably doing more cardio than you need to. Finding the best cardio for weight loss can feel confusing, especially when you're already putting in the effort but not seeing results. You show up, sweat through your sessions, and still wonder why nothing is changing. It's frustrating. Naturally, you start thinking maybe you need longer workouts, faster runs, or a completely different routine. The issue usually isn't effort. It's choosing the right approach. There's a lot of noise around the best cardio workout for weight loss. HIIT, incline walking, cycling classes. Everyone has an opinion, but very few explain how to match cardio to your lifestyle. What you need isn't more options. You need clarity. Something simple you can follow and repeat. Quick answer, the best cardio for weight loss in plain English. The best cardio for weight loss is any form of movement that burns calories and fits easily into your weekly routine. For most people, that means starting with moderate sessions like walking, cycling, or rowing 3 to 4 times a week. Once your stamina improves, adding one or two short HIIT workouts can speed things up. There isn't one perfect choice. The best cardio workout for weight loss is the one you can stay consistent with over time. Why most cardio advice gets it backwards. A lot of advice focuses only on how many calories you burn in a single session. On paper, that makes sense. In reality, it often leads people in the wrong direction. A workout only works if you keep doing it. Not just for a week or two, but consistently. Running, for example, may burn more calories than walking. But if you dread every run, chances are you'll stop. At that point, it no longer qualifies as the best cardio for weight loss for you. There's another layer to this. Your body adapts quickly. Repeat the same workout at the same intensity, and it becomes easier. Over time, that means fewer calories burned. What actually matters comes down to two simple ideas. Showing up regularly. Gradually increasing the challenge. HIIT and LISS both support this. They're not competing methods. They work best when used together. HIIT versus LISS, the debate that's missing the point. This debate comes up everywhere, especially when people search for the best cardio for weight loss at the gym. The truth is, both styles have a place. HIIT involves short bursts of intense effort. Think sprinting or fast cycling. Your heart rate rises quickly, and your body keeps burning calories even after the session ends. It's efficient, especially when time is limited. But doing it too often can leave you exhausted or increase injury risk. LISS, on the other hand, is slower and steady. Brisk walking or light cycling are good examples. Your heart rate stays moderate, and it's much easier to recover from. That's why many people find it easier to stay consistent with it. So which one should you choose? A mix works best. 2 HIIT sessions each week. 2 to 3 LISS sessions for balance. This combination gives you intensity without pushing your body too hard. More importantly, it's something you can maintain long term. The 7 best cardio exercises for weight loss, with honest trade-offs. Not every workout feels the same, even if they all count as the best cardio for weight loss in different situations. Some are intense, while others are easier to stick with. 1. Running, high burn, high commitment. Running can burn 600 to 800 calories per hour, depending on pace. It's effective, but not always beginner-friendly. It can also be tough on joints if you're not used to it. Starting with walk-run intervals makes it more manageable. A slight incline on the treadmill can also improve results. Best for people with a solid fitness base. 2. Rowing machine, full body and efficient. Rowing works your legs, core, and upper body at the same time. That makes it one of the most efficient options. It can burn between 500 and 700 calories per hour. Good form matters more than speed here. Beginners can start with short intervals, such as 1 minute of rowing followed by 1 minute of rest. Best for gym users who want full body engagement. 3. Cycling, joint friendly and flexible. Cycling is easier on the knees and hips, which makes it one of the best cardio for weight loss options if you want something sustainable long term. You can adjust resistance easily, and it works well for both steady sessions and intervals. A simple starting point is 20 minutes at a comfortable pace, 3 times per week. Best for anyone with joint discomfort. 4. Stair climber, simple but demanding. At first glance, it looks easy. Once you start, it quickly proves otherwise. It keeps your heart rate up while working your legs and glutes. Calorie burn can cross 500 per hour. Try not to lean on the handles too much. It reduces the effectiveness. Best for lower body strength with fat loss. 5. Jump rope, intense and efficient. Jump rope delivers a lot in a short time, which is why it's often considered one of the best cardio for weight loss when you're short on time. It does take practice, especially with coordination. Short intervals work well here. For example, 20 seconds of jumping followed by 40 seconds of rest. Best for quick, high-intensity sessions. 6. Swimming, low impact, full body. Swimming works nearly every muscle without putting stress on your joints. Calorie burn varies between 400 and 700 per hour depending on effort and stroke. If you're just starting, shorter lap intervals are easier to manage. Best for injury-friendly workouts. 7. Elliptical, easy to start and stick with. The elliptical mimics running without the impact, making it more comfortable for beginners. It burns around 450 to 600 calories per hour and feels manageable even on low energy days. Using both arms and legs improves overall effectiveness. Best for building consistency. How to choose the right cardio for you. Many people struggle here, even after reading about the best cardio for weight loss. The issue isn't lack of options. It's not knowing which one fits. A simple approach helps. Short on time? Go with HIIT sessions like jump rope or sprints. Dealing with joint pain? Choose cycling, swimming, or the elliptical. Completely new? Start with LISS and build your base first. Already lifting weights? Add light cardio on rest days. Hit a plateau. Change intensity, duration, or exercise type. Your preference matters more than you think. If you avoid a workout, it's not the right choice for you, no matter how effective it looks on paper. The 4-week beginner cardio starter plan. If you're unsure how to begin with the best cardio for weight loss, keep it simple. Week 1 to 2. 3 sessions of 20 to 25 minutes. Keep the pace comfortable enough to hold a conversation. Week 3. Add one more session. Introduce a short HIIT workout lasting about 15 minutes. Week 4. 3 LISS sessions plus 2 HIIT sessions. Total time reaches roughly 90 to 110 minutes. Progress slowly. Increase either intensity or duration, not both at once. Track smarter, not harder, how Calorie Tracker Buddy supports your cardio goals. Even if you're following the best cardio for weight loss, progress can feel unpredictable without tracking what's happening outside your workouts. You might be burning calories, but are you actually in a deficit? That gap between effort and results is where most people get stuck. Calorie Tracker Buddy helps connect the two. It gives you a clear view of how your food, activity, and habits work together so you're not guessing anymore. Here's how it supports your routine. Snap the meal. Just point your camera and tap once. Your meal gets scanned for calories, nutrients, and overall balance in seconds. No manual logging needed. Calorie burn tracker. Every bit of movement counts, not just workouts. Whether it's gym sessions or daily activity, you can track calories burned and see how it adds up. Calorie intake tracker. Log what you eat quickly and get instant feedback. This makes it easier to stay aligned with your goals while following the best cardio for weight loss. Goal predictions. Curious how your choices impact progress? The app shows how each meal or snack moves you closer to your target. Buddy motivation. Your virtual buddy grows as you stay consistent. It adds a small but powerful layer of motivation, especially on low energy days. Social sharing. Share your meals, streaks, or progress with friends. Sometimes a little external accountability makes all the difference. When you combine the best cardio for weight loss with real-time tracking, your results stop feeling random. You can see what's working, adjust what isn't, and stay consistent without overthinking it. 3 cardio mistakes that are quietly holding you back. These mistakes often stop people from getting results, even when they're doing what they think is the best cardio for weight loss. Starting too intense. Jumping straight into daily HIIT often leads to burnout. Building a base first makes a big difference. Relying only on cardio. Cardio helps create a calorie deficit, but it doesn't control your food intake. Both matter. Repeating the same routine. Your body adapts quickly. If nothing changes, results slow down. Small adjustments keep progress going. The deeper truth about cardio most people miss. The best cardio for weight loss isn't the most intense option. It's the one you'll still be doing weeks or even months later. Consistency beats short bursts of motivation every time. A simple routine done regularly outperforms an ambitious plan that fades quickly. Think of it this way. You're not just choosing a workout. You're building a habit. Stop searching for the best and start showing up. You don't need the perfect routine to begin. Pick one or two options that feel manageable. Follow a simple plan. Adjust as you learn what works for you. That's how progress happens. The workout that changes your body isn't the most extreme one. It's the one you keep coming back to. FAQ, real questions, straight answers. How much cardio should I do per week to lose weight? Around 200 to 250 minutes of moderate cardio each week works well for most people trying to find the best cardio for weight loss. Should I do cardio before or after weights? Weights first usually works better. It helps maintain strength and muscle. Can I lose weight with cardio alone? It's possible, but combining it with proper nutrition is far more effective. How long before I see results? You may feel improvements within a few weeks. Visible changes often take 4 to 8 weeks. Is walking enough? Yes. Brisk walking done regularly can support fat loss, especially for beginners. What's the best cardio machine at the gym? The rowing machine offers great overall benefits, but the best option is the one you'll use consistently.